Chapter 8. Womanhood confirms manhood. Verse 1. Oh, that thou wert as my brother that sucked the breasts of my mother. When I should find thee without, I would kiss thee. Yea, I should not be despised. As mother, father, so daughter, son. I am consciousness is love embracing love, undivided and uncontested. 2. I would lead thee and bring thee into my mother's house, who would instruct me. I would cause thee to drink of spiced wine, of the juice of my pomegranate. Love's highest representative leads all others home, causes them to reacquaint themselves with heaven and heaven's harvest, each other. 3. His left hand should be under my head, and his right hand should embrace me. Truth will always support and confirm your right place with the appearance of temporary and eternal means. 4. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, that ye stir not up, nor awake my love, until he please. Do not worry. You will never be tested beyond what you are able. Put yourself in a position where you are most able to serve, and thus be fitted to receive more. Manhood confirms womanhood. 5. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? I raise thee up under the apple tree. There my mother brought thee forth. There she brought thee forth that bare thee. The woman can now leave the place prepared for her in the wilderness. Her conception resides with mother, love, divine science. 6. Set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm, for love is strong as death, jealousy is cruel as the grave, the coals thereof are coals of fire, which hath a most vehement flame. I behold the white-winged dove coming down from heaven and resting upon you. Love has overruled the lie of jealousy, death, and the grave. You have been tried by fire and found whole and perfect. 7. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would utterly be contemned. The earth has swallowed up the flood. Soul reigns. Matter is null and void. Manhood and womanhood unite and speak with one voice. 8. We have a little sister, and she hath no breasts. What shall we do for our sister in the day when she shall be spoken for? The divine us, male and female of God's creating, must mature the children of this world until they find their proper place as heaven participants, universally wedded to the idea that mind has for them. 9. If she be a wall, we will build upon her a palace of silver. And if she be a door, we will enclose her with boards of cedar. Each individual idea must recognize its singular place and be magnified. 10. I am a wall, and my breasts like towers. Then was I in his eyes, as one that found favor. Real womanhood is now man I fested. 11. Solomon had a vineyard at Balhalan. He let out the vineyard unto keepers. Every one for the fruit thereof was to bring 1,000 pieces of silver. Perfect man is understood and acknowledged. Now mankind must pay the uttermost farthing, give up mortal mind, and claim his perfection. 12. My vineyard, which is mine, is before me. Thou, O Solomon, must have 1,000, and those that keep the fruit thereof, 200. Womanhood has found her place, explaining and demonstrating man's sinless perfection. 13. Thou that dwellest in the gardens, the companions hearken to thy voice. Cause me to hear it. Everyone, rejoice. Our true companion never left. Our love companion never left. 14. Make haste, my beloved, and be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of spices. The divine I, or us, eagerly awaits your arrival on the mountaintop. Glory and joy.